Sir. All right, there you go.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much. Wow, it's loud. Ooh. Pre-applause. I like it. Hey, everybody. Okay, so I don't know if anyone recognizes what movie this is from. It's Dog Day Afternoon, because hostage situation, because the title of the talk. Yeah, bad pun. I know. Anyways. So, in 2017 at VLDB, Hannes Mielsen and Mark Roosevelt gave a talk and had this paper about Don't Hold My Data Hostage, specifically talking about the details and problems with the formats that are used for query retrieval. And this was a big deal when they gave it, and people and lots of data systems are adopting what they learned. I'm going to go over, but we still need more. And so a lot of what the paper is about is that databases have their own client-server protocols constantly. And there's there's a few specific points that the paper makes. That if you benchmark query result retrieval in the various protocols of major data systems, they're slow. And in fact, while we focused so much over the years on query execution and planning and optimization, the actual protocols used for query retrieval for results have kind of stagnated and end up being the bottleneck very frequently. And so they proposed a novel client protocol that solved the problems they were observing. And then they benchmark that against a bunch of the major data systems. And the central observation is that query result retrieval is expensive. And largely, it's expensive because of the overhead done by serializing and deserializing those results, the data. As you're passing it from the server of the database to whatever client, you're serializing it over there, deserializing it in the client over and over again, and that overhead becomes the bottleneck and makes it very expensive. And so they tested a few different things, and they examined data in row-oriented formats and column-oriented format. And row-oriented serializations caused a number of different inefficiencies. If you compare row-oriented formats to column formats, like we use column-oriented formats internally of databases constantly for vectorization purposes, SIMD, and all the benefits therein. But when you're talking about serializing the data over the wire, everyone still constantly ends up using row-oriented serialization formats, even though they don't compress as well as a column-oriented format. And more importantly, both the source system and the client system are increasingly column-oriented internally, which means that because you're using a row-oriented transport, the source system has to transpose all that data into rows to pass it across the network, and then your client transposes it all back into columns over and over again, instead of just leaving it in the column-oriented format the whole way through, because that would make more sense, wouldn't it? And so they look at their novel protocol that was column-oriented, and then they also tested it against various bandwidth conditions, because it's not only about the size of the data payloads. It's also about how it deals with the various bandwidth conditions. And what they found was heavyweight compression only gives you a speed up when the connection between your client and server are very slow. If the connection is actually very fast, the overhead of performing the compression is more expensive than any slowdown because the payload's large. Which means that lightweight compressions are much more effective at speeding up retrieval at the network speeds that were common back in 2017, which have only gotten faster in the almost a decade since. Which means that if your connection is super fast, and they tested it on just basically a loopback local connection, your best bet is just don't even bother with the compression. Because if the network's fast enough, the actual cost of performing the compression and decompression is more expensive than the transport cost. So of course, their novel protocol made compression optional. And so when you compare the various timings and they benchmarked their protocol against the common ones of the day, and then you can see in bold the best performing scenario here, which was their protocol was the MonetDB, because they would go on to make DuckDB anyways. So the novel protocol is faster than any of the existing database protocols that were existing at the time, because of all of these benefits that you get from a column-oriented client-server protocol, where compression is optional, where you enable all of these things on arbitrarily fast connections, and even at slow connections, it's still more efficient to perform this way. And so they wrap up the paper emphasizing that these row-based protocols, which were originally designed in a very different era, are just not suitable for modern data analytic needs, and they're increasingly a poor decision. And yet, we're still using them nearly a decade later. So that was in 2017. In 2016, just before that, Apache Arrow became a top-level project of the Apache Foundation. Arrow was brand new. We don't know if Hannes and Mark knew about Arrow at the time they wrote the paper, but even if they did, Arrow was so new that it was unclear whether or not Arrow actually offered the solutions. But what they described, their novel protocol, was, for all intents and purposes, Arrow, pretty much. There's a few minor differences here and there, but for all intents and purposes, a compression optional, batch column oriented format for data transportation, for data communication and for data computation that has almost no serialization overhead. The bytes on the wire are the bytes in memory, small little flat buffer header, but for the most part, just the bytes are as they are, compression is optional, and so on. And so in the earliest days, Arrow was most widely used as that kind of serialization format where you don't need to serialize. You know, for transporting data between different systems and across networks. It started low level, and gradually you went from the format to the CABI for interoperability to Flight RPC, a framework for client-server query protocols, to Flight SQL for a full protocol for database interactions, to ADBC, which is more recent, which is basically ODBC but better. You know, similar idea, you have single client API and swappable drivers to implement it, but it's all using Arrow as the format for the data, so you get column-oriented data the whole way through. So when you're talking about dealing with back to databases here, your client-server protocol can keep the data in a column-oriented format the whole way through, especially when your source system is column-oriented internally. And then gradually, you know, now it's much clearer and better known that Arrow is what it is. I saw, you know, several people clapped when I put the picture up there of the Arrow logo and so on. Many people know what it is, but also many people don't know what Arrow is because it's such a low-level technology. Arrow is in almost everything already. If you're using Polars, Polars is Arrow under the hood. If you're using Pandas, it's basically Arrow under the hood, especially with the most recent release. DuckDB is, for all intents and purposes, internal memory is essentially Arrow, and so on and so on. And last year, me and my co-founders at Columnar put out a blog post explaining and punctuating a lot of what I said at the beginning of this talk. And if you're interested, go read the blog post. Lots of visuals, lots of cool things, talking about modern data protocols, specifically talking about Postgres in that article. So if you want a more in-depth attack here, go ahead and read. But the other part is that when they concluded that, the conclusions that they reached have only gotten more important as your average network speeds have gone up. You know, in 2017, the average global network speed for broadband was about 39 megabits. In 2023, your average global system was 110, and it's only gotten bigger. And so the faster the system, your network speed is, the more you need a compression optional batch column-oriented format to take advantage of that speed. You're just throwing performance away by converting everything into JSON and rows and so on. And so this has been a real triumph for Arrow. Because Arrow is a format, it's a spec, it has libraries in pretty much every language under the sun. If you are using a programming language, there is probably an Arrow implementation for it. But because the format is identical no matter what language you're using, everything is all interoperable. And many systems have adopted it. You can see here, I mean, DuckDB is completely interoperable with Arrow. Dremio, Google BigQuery, you can get from the read storage API, can return Arrow. ClickHouse, Snowflake, all return Arrow, and so on. In fact, half the time they do that because their clients are demanding it, because it's immediately interoperable with all the downstream, Polars, Pandas, front-end visualization systems like Perspective and so on. But at the same time, there's lots of systems that aren't adopting it, that are still row-oriented, protocols, that are only returning JSON even though they're client, even though they're column-oriented internally, and so on. And so you think about, okay, why? Is it Stockholm syndrome? Is it like why? And what it comes down to is there's a really high switching cost. There's a steep learning curve. If you're writing new code, then you have to reskill and learn how to think about things in this way. If you're adding to an existing system, it requires migrating your system to this new way of doing things. So it's not an easy thing to convert from our usual understanding of row-oriented stuff to utilizing Arrow and column-oriented stuff if that's not what you're already familiar with. And to kind of like help visualize this, anyone familiar with what this keyboard layout is? It is Dvorak. You might be more familiar with QWERTY. And then there's also a lovely other format that is less known called COLMAC. And so think about it this way. You're used to QWERTY or you're used to Dvorak, whatever. And someone puts one of the other keyboard layouts in front of you that are very, very different. It is not easy to rewire your brain after spending decades typing on a QWERTY keyboard to suddenly use Dvorak. And that's kind of the same system we're talking about here with the difficulty of the conversion from these row-oriented paradigms to column-oriented ones. And also consider the fact that the experts on these on all of this stuff always overestimate the actual understanding of the non-experts. No matter how much you think that you're accounting for what a non-expert might know, if you're an expert in the system, you're probably overestimating what their understanding is. And so one of the things that the Arrow community and that Columnara in general are trying to do is we want to shrink this learning curve. We want to make this hill much more gentle and make it easier. And then you think about, since we're talking about data systems, and we talk about, the problems of ODBC and JDBC that were designed, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and everybody hates them and they're awful. And I mentioned Arrow as ADBC for communication of data stuff that way, of dealing with databases. And so we have an example here of simplifying this data transfer with Arrow under the hood. And you can use this little CLI that Columnar made, open source, whole nine yards. And you can just install the driver for the system of your choice that we have. We've got about 10, 12 all open source drivers and a couple non-open ones. And then you can just, in this case I'm using Python, but we have a driver managers for Go, C++, R, Rust, whatever. And then you just load the driver, and it just works. And you get Arrow data out of it, no matter what the source system is. But if that source system can support outputting column-oriented data, you get all of the performance benefits. You get this significantly faster communication, query result retrieval, interoperability, connection with your existing tooling. If you look at, last year Power BI from Microsoft had their new Snowflake connector, it's just the ADBC driver. A week and a half or 2 weeks ago, they announced Power BI using a new Databricks connector. It's just the ADBC driver. Because Arrow is eating the world, but it's such a low-level technology that you don't even realize you're using it if you're not the one building these systems. But you have to know about it to pester whatever systems you're using to add support for it so that you can then benefit. And so, check out our little CLI for managing drivers. Learn about it. Learn about, ADBC and Arrow. Lots of documentation. Reach out to Columnar, reach out to me, reach out to the Arrow community, whatever level of participation you want to do. But the important point here is understanding, let's stop using row-based formats for query retrieval. Let's stop making everything JSON, even when it doesn't need to be. Because, it's human readable and easy, but at what cost? And that's it. So thanks, everybody. I think I've got like 2 minutes for questions. So the question was, if we're spitting things out of the data system, column-oriented, to dump it into a web app, is there anything on the web app side that takes advantage of the column-oriented system? And the answer to that is, yeah, Arrow. There is the JavaScript, TypeScript, Arrow library. There are several visualization libraries, Perspective, Falcon, which exist, which leverage Arrow data for their front-end visualizations. And more on that coming soon. Columnar, my start, the company I'm co-founder of, we are working on a WASM node situation for ADBC directly, but more on that soon. I can do, am I out of time? I'm out of time. Thank you very much.